With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Israel continue trading blows with Iran as the war rages on. An Iranian weapons site has been hit with a massive bunker buster bomb as Israel pounds Tehran as Iran fires on an oil tanker off the coast of Dubai.
The U.S. hit the central Iranian city of Isfahan early Tuesday, sending a massive fireball into the sky, and Tehran struck a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. The attacks are a testament to the intensity of the month-long war the U.S. and Israel launched against Iran, which has maintained its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, closing off the vital waterway for global energy shipments and sending oil prices rocketing and roiling world markets. Meanwhile, Israel says another four soldiers have been killed in its invasion of Lebanon, as were two more United Nations peacekeepers, prompting the UN Security Council to schedule an emergency session for late Tuesday. I'm Charles Delevesma.
Prices at the gas pump are up a dollar over the past month. That's according to AAA, which puts the national average for a gallon of regular just over $4 as of this morning. President Trump predicts energy prices will tumble once the war is over, and he expects that will happen soon. Israel's parliament has authorized the ultimate punishment for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis.
In effect, what the bill does is mandate that military courts in the West Bank dole out the death penalty as punishment for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder.
Correspondent Julia Frankel. President Trump's executive order paying TSA workers is resulting in much shorter airport security lines, but Democrats complain about the president's action, calling it illegal. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 377 points higher. The Nasdaq futures up 169. This is SRN News. New study of people who go to church.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war with Iran enters its fifth week. Celebrations in Jerusalem are being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group. Jerusalem has largely escaped past wars. Israel's enemies apparently hesitant to launch missiles near the city's Muslim sites. SRN News. The NFL moving ahead with plans to begin hiring and training replacement officials over the next several weeks.
The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024, but there's little sign of a resolution. The NFL has increased its offer to a 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal, but the NFL referees are demanding 10% plus $2.5 million for marketing fees. The current agreement expires on May 31st. Bob Hagner reporting.
Systems allowing drivers to take their hands off the wheel while going down the road will be scrutinized again by federal investigators in connection with the two deadly crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise system. The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to recommend ways to improve the partially automated driving systems as it wraps up a series of hearings. More details at srnnews.com.